Good morning. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Wouldn't you know it? I'm planning to go to our family cottage tomorrow, and they are calling for bad weather. Which probably means I'll be inside doing some cleaning and painting and other things that the boss has planned for me. Next Sunday, we get to sleep in a little bit, and we're having a joint picnic with First Lutheran, and the service will be held. Despite if it's going to be rain or no rain, we will be holding our service at First Lutheran, which is on Elm Street in Port Colborne. If you're not sure where it is, don't hesitate to call the church office. Our church secretary, Jennifer, will be in on Tuesday. But I'm hoping that we have a good turnout. Last year we had a good turnout. We had a good number of people from First Lutheran. And so this year it's their turn to host the picnic, and I hope that we have a good turnout from both congregations as we, I'll be honest with you, we are moving forward to a shared ministry. And that's something that will happen in the future. We've been keeping you informed of that direction. And not to fear that St. Matthew's is always going to be here, it's just that we're looking towards shared ministry in the future. And so I'm sure, and I'm free to say that I believe discussions will begin in the fall of how that will materialize, basically of having two churches with one pastor taking care of the two congregations. But this is the beginning, and I do hope that we have a good number of our people tending the picnic at First Lutheran on Sunday, starting at 10:30, rain or shine. Also, we have begun, which it doesn't feel like it, summer. And so we're throughout the Sundays of summer, we will be using setting 10 of Communion, and then the Sunday after the picnic, we began resuming receiving communion at the foot of the steps and a more simpler form of worship for the summertime. This past Thursday, it was an important day within our church calendar, and I was glad that I could celebrate it with our Anglican brothers and sisters. It was Ascension Day. We Lutheran pastors used to always tease each other when Ascension Day came because it sounds funny in German, Himmelfahrt. Himmel is heaven, fart to lift up. And if you ask me what it is in Finnish, oh boy, it's a tongue twister. I think it's Jesus and Christuksen ylös nousemisen päivä. I think I said it right. I prefer Ascension Day. It's easier. It's a day that the church remembers and celebrates Christ's ascension, his going up into heaven. And I believe it still is a tradition in the Ottawa Valley that the farmers would wait until Ascension Day before they would go out and plant their crops, especially if Easter is early. You would run the risk of frost and whatnot, and also it was considered bad luck, so they would wait until Ascension Day, and then afterwards they would begin the planting. Ascension Day, it's important to us Lutherans, also to all Christians. It's a feast day. We proclaim that the ascension of Jesus into heaven each time we recite the creed in our Sunday worship. And it belongs right there along with the death and resurrection of Christ. The Bible clearly states that Jesus ascended into heaven to be at the right hand of God. Jesus is the one who intercedes for us in heaven. He speaks on our behalf before the Almighty. All power and authority in heaven and on earth has been entrusted to Jesus. You know, and I hear modern-day gospel hymns. They're nice. But it leaves me thinking that when I hear them, Jesus never did leave us. Especially I like the one hymn, and it's a good one too, but, you know, he walks with me, he talks with me along life's highway. Did Jesus
suddenly come down again. And we, the church, we missed it. Maybe Jesus never left, and he keeps popping up here and there to those lucky individuals that are somehow blessed by having Jesus appear to them. Jesus stated to the disciples that he must go in order for God to bestow on them and all others who believe the power of the Holy Spirit. The end of Jesus' earthly ministry has come about to pave the way for something new, a new kind of ministry. And it's a ministry to which we still carry on today, to the ends of the whole world. And we are called to spread the good news of the gospel, that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in Jesus' name to all nations, and especially to the people here in the Niagara region. The Jesus that we worship is the one who is now risen from the dead and is glorified. The disciples, it said, they were said to have left in great joy. In great joy and not in sorrow, as one would expect when Jesus left. You know, when we see someone leave at the airport, train, bus station, wherever, there is sadness because of that departure. Not with the ascension of Jesus. The disciples returned to Jerusalem with great joy and expectation, and something new was to begin. And the real ministry of the church was now going to happen with the help of God's Holy Spirit. We heard already within our first reading the adventures of Paul and Silas, empowered by the Holy Spirit, not frightened. The disciples, they were no longer frightened. They were not being left alone. And they were now empowered with God's Holy Spirit to bring the kingdom here on earth. We Christians, sometimes we forget that we need to uplift this event within our own lives. And we too can be empowered by the same Holy Spirit that gave the disciples strength to do the work of the church. Ascension Day, it's a time for the church to pray for the renewal of God's Holy Spirit, to empower us to see more clearly and to always be the body of Christ right now in our own community. And yes, Jesus is with us, but in the most profound sense. Christ is not with us in human bodily form, but Christ is with us when we gather two or three in his name. We see Christ and are with Christ in the breaking of the bread and the pouring of the wine. Ascension Day has become something new. It's like the farmer, the gardener, who plants their seed in the ground expecting growth to begin. And so it is with us. The true power of Jesus Christ is now fully realized. And it is this time of the year for the church, for us to celebrate. It's a time to make a feast, to make Eucharist, communion, to give thanks. It's a time to approach the throne of grace and receive God's mercy. Ascension Day marks the beginning of something new for all of us. May we continue to uplift what Christ has given us, what God has sent to us, God's Holy Spirit. Amen.